Chapter 4, The Old Kingdom of Egypt, Making Mummies. After King Narmer united Upper and Lower Egypt into one country, Egypt grew to be rich and powerful. We call this time in Egyptian history the Old Kingdom of Egypt. The Old Kingdom lasted for almost 1,000 years, until about the year 2100. Before we go on, let's look at that date a little more closely. Usually, people write this date with a B.C. or B.C.E. after it. B.C. means before Christ, and B.C.E. means before the Common Era. About 1,500 years ago, historians began to use the birth of Jesus as a way to count years. In this system, Jesus was born in year 1. Dates before year 1 count down from highest to lowest. For example, 99, 98, 97, and so on, and end at year 1. The Common Era begins with Jesus' birth. The year after Jesus' birth are called A.D., or C.E. A.D. stands for Anno Domini, or the Year of Our Lord in Latin. C.E. means Common Era. In the Common Era, dates are counted forward. For example, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, and so on. The B.C.E. years get smaller as they approach year 1, and the C.E. years get larger as they move away from it. During the Old Kingdom of Egypt, the Egyptians began to make mummies for the first time. Mummies were the bodies of dead people, treated with spices and salts, and wrapped in linen so that they wouldn't decay. The Egyptians believed that dead people went on to another life in the afterworld, but they also believed that the dead could only enter the afterworld if their bodies were preserved. This was called embalming. Embalming was a very complicated process. Only priests, men who were in charge of worshiping the gods, were allowed to make mummies, and it took more than 2 months to make a mummy. Let's imagine that we're back in the Old Kingdom of Egypt, at the time of the pharaoh Cheops. Cheops has been pharaoh for years. He has made Egypt's army strong, and he has kept Egypt safe from enemies. But in the middle of the night, word comes from the palace that Cheops is dead. Instantly, the priests start to make preparations. They collect all the things they'll need to make Cheops' body into a mummy. Salt, spices, oil, and linen. Cheops is carried from the palace to the temple, where the priests are waiting for him. The priests take the body to a holy place inside the temple. They wash it with wine and spices. Then they take all of Cheops' organs, his liver, his stomach, his lungs, and his intestines, out of his body. They cover the organs with special spices to preserve them. Cheops' heart gets special treatment. The chief priest takes the heart out, washes it, wraps it in linen strips, and puts it back into Cheops' chest. The Egyptians believe that Cheops will need his heart in the afterlife. They think that when Cheops reaches the afterworld, the god Osiris will weigh his heart on a special scale. If the heart is good, it will be light, and Cheops will spend the rest of the afterlife in happiness. But if his heart is full of sin, it will be heavy, and a monster will eat it. After they finish with the heart, the priests cover the pharaoh's body with salt and more spices and leave it covered for 40 days. During this time, Egyptians mourn the death of their king. When 40 days have passed, the priests come back and uncover the body and the organs. They wash the organs and the body again and cover them with oil and more spices. They put the liver, the stomach, the lungs, and the intestines into 4 special jars called canopic jars. Each jar has the head of a god on top of it. These gods are supposed to protect Cheops' organs. Then the priests wrap Cheops' body in strips of linen. They put special pieces of jewelry between the linen strips. The jewelry is supposed to protect Cheops on his journey to the afterworld, just like magic. Then they make a gold mask that looks just like Cheops and put it onto the mummy's face so that the gods will recognize the mummy when Cheops arrives in the afterlife. Finally, the chief priest holds a special ceremony. He touches the mummy's mouth with a special tool. He thinks that this will allow Cheops's mummy to hear, see, and talk in the afterworld. Finally, the mummy is finished. But before Cheops is buried, he has to be put into three coffins. The first coffin is gold, and has Cheops's face on the outside. This gold coffin is put into a wood coffin to protect it. Then, Cheops's wooden coffin is carried through the streets in a huge funeral procession all the way to his tomb, a pyramid. Inside the pyramid is a special burial chamber. The chamber has a big stone coffin in it, called a sarcophagus. The wooden coffin is placed inside the sarcophagus. The stone lid of the sarcophagus is so heavy that four men have to push it into place. Now Cheops's mummy is safe inside its coffin. His spirit can begin the journey to the underworld. Before the Egyptians leave the burial chamber, they make sure that Cheops has everything he'll need to be comfortable in the next life. They fill the chamber with furniture, jewelry, clothes, and food for him to use. They leave toys and games for Cheops to play with, and scrolls for him to read. They even bury a full-sized boat beside the pyramid, so that Cheops can sail through the afterworld. Finally, they leave the burial chamber and seal up the door. Cheops's body will lie undisturbed for years, until grave robbers discover that his tomb is full of treasure. Note to parents. See chapter 37 for more on B.C., B.C.E., and A.D., C.E. Egyptian pyramids. All of the kings and important people buried in Egypt had gold and jewels in their graves, and everyone in Egypt knew that the graves were full of treasure. What do you think happened? At first, the Egyptians of the Old Kingdom dug underground rooms in the desert to bury their mummies. But thieves knew that the mummies had jewelry and treasures buried along with them. Grave robbers often broke into these underground rooms and stole all the treasure. So the Egyptians started to build stone tombs out of huge stone blocks with a hole or shaft cut into the middle. The mummy and all its clothes, furniture, and jewelry were lowered down the shaft into a treasure room. Then the shaft was filled with stones to keep anyone else from climbing in. These tombs were called mastaba tombs. But even mastaba tombs weren't good enough for pharaohs. The pharaohs were buried in the biggest tombs of all, pyramids. Pyramids were giant fortresses to keep the pharaohs and their treasures safe. And pyramids were important for another reason. They pointed upwards to the sky. The Egyptians believed that the pharaoh was a god, and that he would rise up and join the other gods after his death. They thought that the dead pharaoh would climb up to heaven using the sides of the pyramids like steps. Cheops spent over 20 years building his pyramid before he died. He knew that he would be buried in this pyramid when he died, and he wanted his pyramid to be the biggest of all. His pyramid still stands in the desert near Giza, which today is called Cairo, Egypt. It is called the Great Pyramid because it is the largest of all the 35 pyramids that the Egyptians built for their pharaohs. The Great Pyramid was built around 2550 BCE. It was the highest building in the world for 4,000 years. It was built with over 2 million blocks of stone, and each block weighs almost 3 tons. That's as heavy as an elephant. And the Egyptians didn't have any cranes, bulldozers, or earth movers. Instead, they cut the stone blocks out by hand with copper and stone tools. Then they built ramps out of rocks and earth up the sides of the pyramids and dragged the stone blocks up the ramps with ropes. Hundreds of men pulled together to move the largest stones. Thousands of Egyptians worked on the Great Pyramid year after year. Finally, the pyramid was finished. Then the Egyptians pulled the ramps down and covered it with sheets of white limestone. Archaeologists think that the pointed stone at the very top of the Great Pyramid even had a golden cap on it. The white stone and golden top are gone now. But when the Great Pyramid was first built, it shone in the sun. Inside the Great Pyramid was a burial chamber just for Cheops. But there were also empty chambers and unfinished rooms and passages that led off into dead ends. Cheops hoped that any thief who broke into the pyramid would get lost in the maze of rooms before he could find the treasure. And after the pyramid was finished, workmen sealed off the door to the outside. They slid huge plugs of stone down the passage to block the way into the pyramid, and then went out through a small escape passage that had been dug down into the ground and came up in the desert outside. The Great Pyramid even has its own watchdog. Near the Great Pyramid, the Egyptians built a mysterious monument shaped like a sphinx, an imaginary animal with a man's head and a lion's body. We now call this giant limestone animal the Great Sphinx. The Great Sphinx is as tall as 11 men standing on each other's shoulders, and it is almost as long as a football field. The Sphinx was made out of limestone, which is a kind of stone that is easily chipped and broken. Desert sand keeps burying it and wearing it away. Its nose is broken, but even though it is almost 5,000 years old, you can still see that the Sphinx has the face of a man. Many people think that the Sphinx was built to protect the pyramids. But thieves found Cheops's burial chamber anyway. They got past the Sphinx and through the maze of passages inside the Great Pyramid and stole Cheops's treasure and his mummy. By the time archaeologists made their way into the pyramid, Cheops and his gold had disappeared forever. Note to parents, Cheops is also known as Khufu.